Good Sunday morning. It is 1 minute past the hour of 4 a.m. And you're listening to 91.5 FM WMFO Medford Tusk Freeform Radio, streaming live on the internet, WMFO.org, and multicasting on iTunes.com, radio, and YouTube. I'm your host, Donnelly Brown. And this is a Sunday, October the 28th, I do believe, 2018 edition of A Brown Perspective on Sports, here virtually every Sunday from about 4 to 5 a.m. talking sports. Love to get you involved in some sports conversation. To do that, you have to give me a call. 1-855-915-WMFO, 1-855-915-9636. Just about anything and everything is fair game as far as the world of sports is concerned. Certainly love to hear your perspective on what's going on out there in your neck of the sporting world. Again, that number, 1-855-915-WMFO, 1-855-915-9636. Just about anything and everything is fair game as far as the world of sports is concerned. Certainly love to hear your perspective, what's going on out there in your neck of the sporting world. I'll be right back. Okay, it's 14 minutes past the hour of 4 a.m. here on WMFO in Medford. I'm your host, Donnelly Brown. And it is Sunday, October 28th, 2018 edition of A Brown Perspective on Sports. We're talking sports here virtually every Sunday from about 4 to 5 a.m. To get involved in the sports conversation, you have to give me a call, 1-855-915-WMFO, 1-855-915-9636. Okay, let's get to Major League Baseball World Series yesterday. game number 4, Red Sox 9 and the Dodgers 6. Red Sox now take a commanding 3-1 lead. Dodgers have to win 3 in a row to pull it out, but it's been done before. The Red Sox did it a few years back. In that game yesterday, Mookie Betts went 0-for-4, scored a run with a walk. He's hitting .211 in the series. Andrew Benintendi, 1-for-5, scored a run. He's hitting .357. Pierce went 2-for-4, scored 2 runs with 4 RBIs and a walk. He's hitting .250. He also hit a home run in that game. J.D. Martinez went 0-for-4 with a walk. He's hitting .214. Xander Bogaerts, 1-for-4, scored a run with an RBI. He also got a walk. He's hitting .105. Eduardo Nunez went 0-for-5. He's hitting .300 in the series. Brock Holt went 1-for-2, scored 2 runs, also got 2 walks. He's hitting .250 in the series. Christian Vasquez went 1-for-2. He's hitting .250 in the series. Jackie Bradley Jr. pinch hit for him, went 0-for-1. He's hitting .231. Sandy Leon came in, didn't get a chance to bat. He's hitting .500 in the series. Rafael Devers pinch hit for him. Went 1-for-1, scored a run with an RBI. He's hitting .200 in the series. Eduardo Rodriguez, who started, went 0-for-1. He's batting .000. Mitch Moreland came in, hit a pinch hit home run. Scored a run, of course. Got 3 RBIs, hitting .125 in the series. Blake Swihart came in, went 0-for-1, and he's also hitting .000. Erod went 5 2/3 innings for the Red Sox, gave up 4 hits, 4 runs, all of them earned. Walked 2, struck out 6, hit a 5.68 ERA in the series. Matt Barnes pitched a 1/3 of an inning with a walk and a strikeout. .000 is his ERA. Kelly came and pitched 2 innings, gave up 3 hits, no runs, 3 strikeouts. He has a .000 ERA in the series, and he got the victory. Kimbrell came in, pitched an inning, gave up 2 hits, 2 runs, all both of them earned, 1 walk. He's got a 4.15 ERA. And today, I'm assuming it's going to be David Price for the Red Sox and Kershaw for the Dodgers. And if the Dodgers win, the series comes back to Boston for the final 2 games. Okay, 417 here on WMFO in Medford, Massachusetts, 91.5 on your FM dial on the internet, www.wmfo.org, multicasting and iTunes.com, radio and YouTube. And you can download the WMFO mobile app, 91.5fm.org. And, excuse me, 418 here on WMFO, and I'll be back.
I don't need to start saving. I'm years from retirement.
Floods don't happen here.
This chest pain is just a little indigestion.
I don't need a helmet. It'll mess up my hair.
It doesn't rain enough here to flood.
I'll only be a minute. I won't get a parking ticket.
The engine is supposed to make that noise.
This isn't a flood zone.
The potato salad wasn't in the sun that long.
Floods don't happen here. Floods don't happen here. Right?
People have an amazing ability to deny obvious risks, like flooding. Yet floods happen in all 50 states. Fortunately, it's easy to find out your risk. Just visit floodsmart.gov or call 1-888-RAIN-022.
It's just a passing shower. Right?
Brought to you by the National Flood Insurance Program.
And also by your friends here at WMFO, Sounds of Praise Ministry, and a Brown Perspective on Sports. 421 is the Brown Perspective on Sports time. I'm your host, Donnelly Brown. We're talking sports here virtually every Sunday from about 4 to 5 a.m. Love to get you involved in some sports conversation. To do that, you have to give me a call. 1-855-915-WMFO. 1-855-915-9636. Just about anything and everything is fair game. Far the world of sports is concerned, love to hear your perspective. What's going on out there in your neck of the sporting world? Getting back to the World Series. Excuse me. After that 18-inning game, 7 hours and I don't know how many minutes, in game number three. It was interesting to see if the Reds were going to be able to bounce back. I saw the early innings, and Hill was dominating with his curveball and other slow stuff and different release positions and everything else. But the Red Sox bounced back, and like I said, they won it 9-6. And actually, Kimbrel gave up a home run in the ninth inning, making it that close. It was 9-4. Erod pitched fairly well. And I'm not surprised that Alex Cora named David Price to go tonight. Not that he's had a tremendous amount of rest either, but the series goes back to Boston for a game six. That means that now we have Chris Sale with some extra rest to hopefully end it right there. Red Sox bats have been timely, but they haven't been sensational. And I'm not going to go into my into my rant about the designated hitter. If you haven't heard it, it doesn't make any sense to me to have a designated hitter in the American League parks and no designated hitter in National League parks. That doesn't make any sense. It gives the National League, to me, that much of a advantage. And during the season, in interleague games, I said I wasn't going to go into my rant. Going into my rant. In interleague games, since they count, that also gives the National League an advantage. And I'm going to write to the commissioner and all the American League owners as well, see if I can get some action on this. with Price going tonight, and we have, you know, half of our bullpen still rested now, Brazier and Embry, and who else is out there? Pomerantz. So, hey, and that, like I said, so that gives us a chance to get back and maybe even rest Kimbrel if we don't need him. Then the extra day, of course, it's part of it's done in traveling, but we're back home, and that's the big thing, okay? So, things are looking good for the Red Sox in the World Series. A 3-1 game lead, and hopefully we'll take it all the way. Okay, let's go into the NBA. Yesterday, the Jazz 132, the Pelicans 111, the Bulls 97, the Hawks 85, Pacers 119, and the Cavaliers 107, the 76ers 105, the Hornets 103, The Heat won 20. The Trail Blazers won 11. The Grizzlies won 17. The Suns 96. The Bucks won 13. The Magic 91. The Spurs 110 and the Lakers 106. And the Celtics 109 and the Pistons 89. Now check out these scores. Hayward got 15 points, 5 rebounds, 1 assist and a steal. Tatum got 6 points. 3 rebounds, 3 assists, no steals and a block. Horford got 4 points. 4 rebounds, 1 assist, 1 steal and a block. Irving, now this is the one. Sit down, I hope you're sitting down if you're a Celtics fan. Irving got 3 points. 3 points. The Celtics win by 20, and he gets only 3 points. 7 rebounds, 5 assists, 1 steal and a block. Jaylen Brown got 19 points. Here's where the points come. 2 rebounds, 1 assist, 1 steal and a block. Yabusele got 2 points and 3 rebounds. Morris got 18 points. He's been the most consistent scorer for the Celtics this season, thus far. And he's young, okay. But hey, good to have a double point scorer coming off your bench. Morris, 18 points, 8 rebounds, 1 assist. Theis, 17 points, 8 rebounds, 1 assist. That's probably a career high for him in the NBA. Ojale did not score. Williams got 2 points, first 2 points in the NBA, I believe. 2 rebounds, 1 assist, no steals, and 3 blocks. Bill Russell, I love it. Wanamaker got 4 points. Smart got 5 points, 4 rebounds, 9 assists, no steals, and a block. And Rozier got 14 points, 8 rebounds, and 2 assists. I think the Celtics juggernaut that I've been talking about ever since, even before the season began, is beginning to come into shape. And when you can beat the Pistons, who were undefeated, not that they were a potential challenger, I don't think, but yet they were undefeated, and you beat them on their home court by 20 points, and one of your main scorers, two of your main scorers, you consider Horford one of the main scorers, and Tatum, a total of 13 points from these three guys. So, Theis, yeah, I like his game. I think of him primarily as a good defender, getting you 4 or 5 points and a few rebounds off the bench. 17 points! Yikes. Look out, the rest of the NBA. We are coming together. And then you get Marcus Smart, only got 5 points, but 4 rebounds and 9 assists. Rozier, 14 points, 8 rebounds. you get one of the smallest men getting 8 rebounds. Yikes. And 2 assists. Okay, Celtics are 4-2 on the season now. And I think we're still looking up. There is definitely room for improvement. And we'll see how they do against some of the bigger names in the NBA. Bigger name teams I'm talking about. Toronto, still undefeated. And even though they did not play yesterday. And without a doubt, Kawhi Leonard is back. talking NBA. The Hornets. Not the Hornets. The Rockets. I'm sorry. The Rockets. Making a big deal for Jimmy Butler, giving them 4 number one draft picks over the next 7 years, which sounds great, except for the fact that, you know, the Rockets are probably going to finish fairly high, so those aren't going to be, you know, necessarily picks that are going to be, you know, in the lottery, so therefore may not be as good as it sounds. But anyway, it's going to be interesting to see whether Minnesota goes for that. I really don't care. You figure You bring Jimmy Butler, who can score and play defense, to a team that, you know, you got already, you know, a whole bunch of scorers. What they need is a big guy in the middle who can score or play defense and stuff like that. So, okay, we'll see what happens. Okay, it's 4:30 here on WMFO. This is Medford, Massachusetts. I'm your host, Donnelly Brown. We're talking sports here virtually every Sunday from about 4 to 5 a.m. Let's get you involved in the sports conversation. To do that, just give me a call. 1-855-915-WMFO. 1-855-915-9636. Just about anything. And everything is fair game as far as the world of sports is concerned. Love to hear your perspective and what's going on out there in your neck of the sporting world. Our phone number again, 1-855-915-WMFO. 1-855-915-9636. I'll be back.
Hey, Jack, you got a sec?
Yeah, sure, come on in.
Yeah, I was wondering if you... Jack, your hair's on fire.
Yeah, I know. I just need to finish this sales report, and then I'll probably, I don't know, let me lie down for a bit. But I'm sure it'll go away.
But the flames are getting bigger. Shouldn't I... Your hair, there's so much fire.
No, I'll be fine. What can I help you with? Oh, dear. Well, at least we know the sprinkler system works.
You wouldn't ignore this, so why ignore the signs of a stroke? If you or someone you know suddenly experiences numbness of the face, arm, or leg, or sudden trouble speaking, seeing, or walking, don't wait to get help. Call 911 right away, because time lost is brain lost. To find out more, visit www.strokeassociation.org or call 1-888-4-STROKE. This message brought to you by the American Stroke Association and the Ad Council.
And also by your friends here at WMFO, Sounds of Praise Ministry, and a Brown Perspective on Sport. 4:36 is the Brown Perspective on Sport time. I'm your host, Donnelly Brown. We're talking sports here virtually every Sunday from about 4 to 5 a.m. to get involved in the sports conversation. You just have to give me a call, 1-855-915-WMFO, 1-855-915-9636. Just about anything and everything is fair game. As far as this world of sports is concerned, love to hear your perspective and what's going on out there in your neck of the sporting world. That number again, 1-855-915-WMFO, 1-855-915-9636. And where are we going next? Okay, let's get the background music going. I guess that's where we should go next. Okay, very exciting time to be a sports fan if you are living in the greater Boston area. The Red Sox are one game away from winning the World Series. The Celtics have won two games in a row on the road and seem like they've got their act together, are getting their act together. And, well, we'll wait a while before I tell you about the Bruins. Let's go to college football. On Thursday of this week, of this past week, West Virginia 58, Baylor 14. Upset. Georgia Southern, who's unranked, defeated Appalachian State, who's ranked number 25, 34-14. And I just heard that Appalachian State had gotten into the top 25 for the first time in their school history. And what happens? They couldn't stand the air up there and they got whacked by Georgia Southern, 34-14. And on Friday, Utah 41, UCLA 10. And then yesterday, Clemson 59, Florida State 10, Notre Dame 44, Navy 22. Upset. Oklahoma State, who's unranked, defeated Texas, ranked number 6, 38-35. Georgia 36, Florida 17, Oklahoma 51, Kansas State 14, Kentucky 15, Missouri 14. Washington State 41, Stanford 38. Upset. California, who was unranked, defeated Washington, ranked number 15, 12-10. Upset. Mississippi State, unranked, defeated Texas A&M, ranked number 16, 28-13. Penn State 30, Iowa 24. Upset. Arizona, unranked, defeated Oregon, ranked number 19, 44-15. Upset. Northwestern, who was unranked, defeated Wisconsin, ranked number 20, 31-17. Upset. Houston, unranked, defeated South Florida, ranked number 21, 57-36. Upset. Am I ever upset? Syracuse, unranked, defeated North Carolina State, ranked number 22, 51-41. And that's it in the top 25, among the top 25 teams in college football yesterday. 4:40 is the Brown Perspective on Sports time. Maybe I should just keep rolling right along. and see how far we can go. Okay, let's go to the National Hockey League yesterday. New Jersey 3, Panthers 2, Islanders 6, and the Flyers 1, Oilers 5, and the Predators 3, Capitals 4, and the Flames 3. That was a shootout. Canadiens 3, and the Bruins zip. Maple Leafs 3, and the Jets 2. Blue Jackets 5, and the Sabres 4, and that went into overtime. The Blues 7, and the Blackhawks 3. The Wild 3, and the Avalanche 2. The Coyotes 7, and the Lightning 1. And the Penguins 5, and the Canucks zip. In that Bruins-Canadiens game, at 9:18 of the first period, Gallagher got his 6th goal of the year with assists from Pika and Ouellette. And then at 10:39, Domi got his 5th goal of the year with assists from Drouin and Lakenin. At the end of one period, Canadiens 2, Bruins zip. No scoring in the second period, Canadiens 2, the Bruins zip. And an empty net goal at 19:31 of the third period. Ben got his first goal of the year for the Canadiens with assist from Lakenin. Final score, Canadiens 3, Bruins zip. I know Claude Julien extremely happy with that victory. Tuukka Rask had 20 saves and Price had 33 saves for the Canadiens. What can I say about the Bruins? Bruins are like the Celtics in some way. They have a lot of young players, new players as well. And they've played, after getting shellacked in the first game of the season by the world champion Capitals, 7-0. They bounced back. They won 3 or 4 in a row there. And now they've fallen on hard times again. So I think it's a team, that's based upon the newness of the players getting used to each other and maybe having a fairly good season if they can avoid injuries, major injuries, and continue to improve as the season goes along. That's my hope. I'm greedy. Red Sox are one game away from the World Series championship. The Celtics look like they could be, one of the best teams in the NBA. Like to get the Bruins up there, see what they can do. Oh, okay. So, yeah. 4:43 here on WMFO. This is Medford, Massachusetts. I'm your host, Donnelly Brown. We're talking sports here virtually every Sunday from about 4 to 5 a.m. To get involved in the sports conversation, you have to give me a call. 1-855-915-WMFO1. 855-915-9636. I'll be back.
USA, America is the land of opportunity,
where kids can grow up and become anything they want.
But for some of us, it's not so easy.
Today, one out of every six children in America lives in poverty.
That's almost 13 million of
us.
Living below the poverty line.
The poverty line divides us all into those who have
and those who never have enough. Not enough food or medicine.
Or even a place to live. When you live in poverty, every day is hard.
But we don't want a handout. We want a way out.
A way out of poverty for me and my family.
For good.
This is America.
This is America. Together, we can do so much. Will you help?
Nearly 13 million children in America live below the poverty line. You can make a difference in more ways than you know. Go to PovertyUSA.org and get involved. A message from the Catholic Campaign for Human Development.
And also by your friends here at WMFO, Sounds of Praise Ministry, and the Brown Perspective on Sports. 4:47 is the Brown Perspective on Sports time. I'm your host, Donnelly Brown. We're talking sports here virtually every Sunday from about 4 to 5 a.m. to get involved in the sports conversation. Just have to give me a call, 1-855-915-WMFO, 1-855-915-9636. Just about anything and everything is fair game. As far as the world of sports is concerned, love to hear your perspective on what's going on out there in your neck of the sporting world. That number again, 1-855-915-WMFO, 1-855-915-9636. I have to put it out there. Is Boston, New England, the sports capital of the world? The United States, last year, Patriots got to the Super Bowl. Some questionable coaching. We didn't win. Philadelphia won. And then Philadelphia has the two NCAA basketball titles won by Villanova 2 years in a row. So maybe I would give them, consideration for sports capital of the world. Hey, but what about this year? Here we go. Like I said, Red Sox one game away from winning the World Series. The Patriots are doing fairly well after a slow, rocky start. A lot of injuries. Celtics having a potentially great year after getting to the Eastern Conference Finals and in seven games against the Cavaliers. And getting the healthy players back. Bruins got to the playoffs, went out quickly after, what looked like a promising start. So, hey, right now, Red Sox win it. I'm putting our title up there as sports capital of the world, Boston, New England area. How about that? If you have another area that you would like to suggest, let me know. I'm not aware of them. Anyway, and I'm getting too old for this stuff. I could not locate all of my stats for the NFL picks. As you know, if you're a regular listener, that I have in a contest with my son Scott, his son Kyle, makes him my grandson, and our good friends Bill and Kenny. And Scott had a smoking week last week. He went 14-1. 14-1! How can he go 14-1? I don't think we've ever had a perfect week, but he went 14-1. He is in first place. I couldn't find my stats this morning. I don't know what I did with him. So anyway, when I get home, they'd be staring me right in the face. But anyway, I couldn't find him this morning. He, I believe, has a three-game lead over Kyle. And I am one game behind Kyle, I do believe. So that makes me four games behind Scott. Bill is in fourth place. And I believe he's three games behind me. And Kenny's having a horrible year. I don't know what Kenny's doing, where he's doing it or whatever. But anyway, so we're rooting for you, Kenny. Hang in there. Don't give up. So, anyway, we have a new week of approaching, and my late week picks are as follows. I don't know where everybody was on Thursday night, but nobody submitted any picks. But anyway, I had the Texans over the Dolphins, and the Texans won. And I said it would be a crime to lose to Osweiler, who you let go. So the Texans. And Deshaun Watson, like, he's getting, you know, his legs under him. And with their defense, which is still, you know, doing fairly well, if their offense can come around, who knows how far the Texans can go. I got the Eagles over the Jaguars today. The champions may be getting their act together, and the talkers are getting it right on their big fat lips. Yeah, the Jaguars did a lot of talking prior to the season. And then after beating the Patriots, their mouths were running over. But since then, okay. I got the Panthers over the Ravens. It's now or never for both of these teams. They've had up and down and in and out seasons so far. And the winner may be on the way up, while the loser could be on the way down. I got the Bears over the Jets. The Bears played pretty well against the Patriots, and I don't see them losing to the Jets. The Jets! If they can play as well as they did last week against the Patriots, they should win this one. I got the Bengals over the Bucks. Another one of those coin flip games. You know, here again, another team that's up and down and in and out. You don't know what to expect from one week to the other. Jameis Winston has been given the quarterback position back after Fitzpatrick was carrying them for a while. But Fitzpatrick is still Fitzpatrick. He has his moments. He's not a number one quarterback. That's all there is to it. I got the Seahawks over the Lions. And another one of those coin flip games. But the Seahawks could be on their way up. It looks like they've been, you know, moving in that direction. So I'll give them the benefit of the doubt. I got the Chiefs over the Broncos. Kansas City has moved into that elite status after bouncing back after losing to the Patriots. They came back last week and they pounded their opponents into annihilation. Okay. I got the Giants over Washington. Another one of those coin flip games. You know, hey, I think the Giants are just due. Not because I think they're improving. They're just due to win one. I got the Steelers over the Browns. The Browns looked like they were doing pretty well in that game. I had them, and they pooped out at the last minute. Jim Brown and Otto Graham both turned in their uniforms, and so they're on their own. I got the Colts over the Raiders. Raiders have fallen. They can't get up. That big contract to Gruden doesn't look so cool now. I got the 49ers over the Cardinals. Niners are doing very well after losing Jimmy G. They look pretty impressive, and the Cardinals, they're on their way down, way down. I got the Rams over the Packers. Their defense could put a serious hurting on Rodgers with only one good leg. Get rid of the ball quick, Aaron. Rodgers! I got the Saints over the Vikings. Their defense still hasn't shown up much this year as anticipated. I was told that the Saints have really vastly improved over their defense over last year. I haven't seen it. But Breeze is still setting records, and so therefore I'm hanging in there with the Saints over the Vikings, who could be tough for them this week. But hey, let's go with the hot hand until it's not hot anymore, right? I got the Patriots over the Bills. But we sure could use some help at running back. I hear we get somebody on our practice squad who could make it. I don't remember his name. And I, like I said, I didn't bring all my other NFL stuff with me, so I can't help you out on that one. But we need to go into the game with more than just one running back. Two running backs, rather. But these are playing, we're playing the Bills. And whatever happened to Webb, who scored two TDs in the first exhibition game? You know, I guess we cut him and we let him go. And this other guy, who's more of an up-the-middle runner, should join, the squad this week. And I understand Gronkowski's back. Back is back. His back. He had back spasms. He had an ankle thing, but I guess he's back and he's going to play. That's why I didn't get all excited about how close the game against the Bears was. Hey, Gronkowski makes it happen. And Flash Gordon has been doing a great job. We get them both out there together, along with Edelman. And but you see, the running game was certainly helping the passing game. But, hey, that's what it happens in the NFL. Injuries. Bill Tidwell's picks are as follows. He had the Texans. He goes with the Eagles, Ravens, Bears, Bucks, Lions, Chiefs, Washington, Steelers, Colts, 49ers, Rams, Saints, and Patriots. Okay, 4:57 here on WMFO in Medford. Time to put the wraps on this edition of A Brown Perspective on Sports. I invite you to stay tuned for Sounds of Praise. We're going to have gospel with a southern flavor here on Sounds of Praise. So you stay tuned for that coming your way at 5 a.m. So until next time, this is your host, Donnelly Brown, saying God bless. Have a fantastic day and week in the Lord. Hope to see you bright and early next Sunday morning at 4 a.m. when we do it all over again. And if by chance I can't see you here, I'm going to be looking for you over there. God bless.